Jefferson.
WCWP, Brookville. LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Herb Alpert is the subject of a new documentary, and he's leading off this show with the title track to his 1996 album, Second Wind. FM and WCWP.org. Craig Chiquiso and Russ Freeman with Samba de Luna, from the Redwoods to the Rockies in 1998. The Redwoods are where Craig Chiquiso is, and the Rockies are where Russ Freeman was at the time. Craig and Russ both played guitars, but Russ also played keyboards, synth bass, and drum and percussion programming, and David Benoit was on piano. Before that, Herb Alpert with Second Wind from Second Wind in 1996. All the songs on that album are written by Herb and by Jeff Lorber. Jeff played the keyboards. Herb Alpert played trumpet and additional keyboards. Also on Second Wind, Nate Phillips was on bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and Paul Pesco was the only guitarist. Here's Jeff Lorber again, solo, with a song from his 2001 album, Kickin' It. It's a cover of Rufus and Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody. FM and WCWP.org. Allison Brown on banjo with Minding Rupert from Quartet in 1996, same year as Herb Alpert's Second Wind. Allison wrote that with the pianist John Burr and the bassist, her husband, Gary West. Rick Reed rounded out Allison's quartet on drums, and we'll hear Allison's namesakes, Paul and Norman Brown, next hour. Neither of them are related. Before Allison, we heard Jeff Lorber and Ain't Nobody, the David Hawk Walensky composition for Rufus and Chaka Khan from Kickin' It in 2001. Jeff Lorber's influence continues in the next segment with Kenny G on Instrumental Invasion with Mike C. Shimeri.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
At WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's another song with Jeff Lorber's involvement. It's by his Jeff Lorber fusion bandmate Kenny G, off Kenny's eponymous debut album, Stop and Go. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Larry Carlton with a cover of The Champs, Tequila, from Friends in 1983. Larry played the guitars. He also played bass, along with Abe Laboriel. Michael Brecker was on tenor sax, Jeff Porcaro on drums, percussion by Paulinho da Costa, and vocal percussion from Al Jarreau. Anytime I hear a version of Tequila, I think of the Pee-wee dance from Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which came out 2 years after Friends in 1985. Before that, a song from 1982 by Kenny G off his debut album, Kenny G, Stop and Go, which he and Jeff Lorber helped write. Kenny played the tenor sax and had that Lyricon solo. Jeff Lorber on the keyboards, Marlon McLean, the Mac Man, on guitar, Jimmy Haslip on bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and Steve Foreman on percussion. Now here's a song by the Crusaders, which Larry Carlton was once a part of. Off their Images album in 1978, a year after Larry left, this is Snowflake. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Spyro Gyra with Cachaça from Carnival in 1980. Written by Jay Bekenstein, who played the alto sax and the piano, Tom Schumann on the synthesizers, Chet Catallo on guitar, but John Trope had the guitar solo at the end, and the horn section was made up of Jay Bekenstein on alto sax, Michael Brecker, who we heard with Larry Carlton, on tenor sax, his brother Randy on trumpet, and Tom Bones Malone on trombone. Before that, the Crusaders with Snowflake from Images in 1978. David Benoit in 1987 leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
My name is Robert. I moderate a program that I like to think is inquisitive.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It just occurred to me that the last segment had two songs named after liquor, tequila and cachaça. But this is a dry segment that leads off with Freedom at Midnight by David Benoit. FM and WCWP.org. Acoustic Alchemy with Overnight Sleeper from Natural Elements in 1988. That was their second album. They debuted the year before with Red Dust and Spanish Lace. And they are Greg Carmichael and Nick Webb, the leaders of Acoustic Alchemy, who also wrote that song. Before that, David Benoit in 1987 with Freedom at Midnight from his album of the same name, the first track on his first album with GRP. He wrote that song with Nathan East, who doesn't play bass on that song. Abe Laboriel does, just as he did on Larry Carlton's Tequila earlier. Also, Jeff Porcaro from Tequila was on Freedom at Midnight on drums. Dan Huff, with two N's in Dan, on guitar. Sam Riney on tenor sax. And Lenny Castro and Joe Porcaro doubled up on percussion. David Benoit played piano, but Randy Kerber played the synthesizers. We're going to end hour one with Ken Navarro, but first, another title track by Yellow Jackets in 1989. This is The Spin.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with Hands on the Wheel by Ken Navarro, who had his hands on his guitar, from The Labor of Love in 1992. Before that, Yellow Jackets with The Spin from The Spin in 1989. All four members at the time wrote that song, Russell Ferrante on piano and keyboards, Jimmy Haslip on bass, who we also heard last hour with Kenny G, Will Kennedy on drums, and Mark Russo wailing away on alto sax. Hour 2 begins with a song originally performed by another Hour 1 musician, Larry Carlton. It was written by Larry, Carl Burnett, not Carol Burnett, and the man performing now, Paul Brown. Deep Into It is the song. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Anders Enger Jensen with Floaters, the 80s dream pop remix of Jimmy Fontanez and Meteorite Productions' song in the YouTube audio library. And Anders' version is on Retro Grooves Volume 4 in 2020. That served as a tribute to the Technology Connections YouTube channel run by Alec Watson, who uses Floaters as his end theme as the Patreon pledges, including Anders, scroll up the screen and the bloopers run. Before that, Paul Brown with his take on a song that he co-wrote for Larry Carlton, Deep Into It, from Once Upon a Time, also in 2020. Paul played guitar, Rick Braun was on flugelhorn, Greg Karukas on keyboards, and Lenny Castro again on percussion, this time without the aid of Joe Porcaro, as he was on David Benoit's Freedom at Midnight. Now that we've heard a pair of songs from 2020, here's a pair from 2017, starting with Pieces of a Dream off their Just Funkin' Around album, Shaken, Not Stirred. That was a pair of songs from 2017 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The most recent of the two, Special Effects with Another Day, Another Smile from Deep as the Night. That featured Antoine Silverman on violin and Lau Tizer on piano. Before that, Pieces of a Dream with Shaken, Not Stirred from Just Funkin' Around. I have to say it that way because I don't want to get in trouble. Written by Curtis Harmon, who played drums and percussion, and Tony Watson Jr., who played alto and tenor sax, but mainly tenor. Jesse J. will be on tenor in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Hey, everybody, this is Bob Dylan.
Or visit wcwp.org/civicsisdead.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Last hour, we had Larry Carlton's cover of Tequila by the Champs. Now, here's Tequila Moon, the debut track on the debut album of saxophonist Jesse J. FM and WCWP.org. Dan Siegel with Good Fortune from Sphere in 2009, featuring Alan Hines on guitar and Lenny Castro, a third time in the show, on percussion. Before that, Jesse J with Tequila Moon, the title track to her debut album in 2008. And that was the first track on that album. The song was written by Paul Brown, who played guitar, and we heard him at the top of the hour with Deep Into It. Also writing, Tommy Kaye and Jesse J herself, who played tenor sax. Also Greg Karukas on the keyboards and strings. Greg was on Deep Into It by Paul Brown as well. And Paul plays Tequila Moon on Once Upon a Time, and that's Once, O-E-N-S, not Once, O-N-C-E. Now here's M-A-T-T, Matt Marshak, from his Colors of Me album in 2012, me being him, Cadillac Kid. It's 88.1 FM and it's WCWP.org. That was Chris Geit with Well-Tempered Love from Well-Tempered Love in 2016, featuring Vincent Ngala on tenor sax. Before that, Matt Marshak with Cadillac Kid from Colors of Me in 2012. We'll get our second dose of David Benoit as he teams up with Marc Antoine next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimer.
Do the playlists from the music streaming services leave you cold?
Knocking on Dylan's door. Maybe one day I'll answer.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's our second serving of David Benoit, now with Marc Antoine as they play French Cafe. FM and WCWP.org. Norman Brown with Unconditional from Heart to Heart in 2020. Written by Norman and by Jeff Lorber, making his fourth appearance in this show. Herb Alpert, himself, Kenny G, and now Norman Brown, who bears no relation to Allison or Paul Brown, who we also heard earlier in the show. Jeff played the piano and keyboards, Norman played the guitar, and the unmistakable sound of David Mann with the horn section. Before that, David Benoit on piano and Marc Antoine on acoustic guitar with French Cafe from So Nice in 2020. 2017, featuring J.R. Robinson on drums. We heard him on Kenny G's Stop and Go, where Kenny played tenor sax. Huge Groove is going to play tenor sax now as we play the first of two more songs from 2020 to close out the show. This is Say I Won't. FM and WCWP.org. Huge Groove with Say I Won't from Sing My Song in 2020. Lenny Castro made his fourth appearance of the show on percussion, and Carnell Harrell played piano and Rhodes piano. He's also playing keyboards on the last song of the show, 99 and Counting, by Adam Hawley, off Adam's 2020 album, Escape, featuring Michael Lington on alto sax. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So long.